The next patient is Sharon Harter. The last name is H-A-R-T-E-R. Sharon. Number one. 82-year-old, a white female that is following the practice because of CKD stage 4. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension, diabetes mellitus, hyperuricemia. Hypercalcemia. That probably have played a role in the deterioration of the kidney function. Today she comes with the serum creatinine that is 2.2, the BUN of 48, and the estimated GFR is 21. Sodium, potassium chloride, and CO2 is within normal limits. The patient has a urinalysis with not activity in the sediment and a trace of proteinuria. The protein creatinine ratio is around 200 milligrams per gram of creatinine, period. Number two, diabetes mellitus that has been under fair control. When the patient uses the fast-acting insulin, she has developed hypoglycemia in the evening time, and at the present time, she's recommended to stop the use of that insulin at the evening time. The hemoglobin A1C was reported on April the 3rd. Following number, hypercalcemia. The patient this time is reported with the creatinine, with a serum calcium of 10.7. The hypercalcemia in the past was attributed to the administration of hydrochlorothiazide that she is no longer taking. I'm going to reevaluate this hypercalcemia with a PTH. And ionized calcium as well as phosphorus in order to reassess the situation. Period. The patient is taking vitamin D supplementation. I'm going to put that on hold. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is no longer present. Following number, vitamin D deficiency, that is the supplementation of vitamin D is going to be discontinued. And the patient has hyperuricemia that is treated with allopurinol. We're going to reevaluate the case in 2 months with laboratory workup.